Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Issues 2017. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guests are Mary Beth Jarvis, President and CEO of Wichita Festivals, Inc., and Windwagon Smith Wendy Johnson. Welcome to Issues 2017.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
What number is this year's Wichita River Festival?
It is the 46th festival.
46th.
And okay. Wendy is our 44th admiral.
How come that? Why is that? Did we skip a couple of years there?
Well, so the Wichita River Festival traces its roots back to 1970 when Wichita planned a one-day event to celebrate its 100th birthday. Cleverly named the Wichitennial, and they stepped back after that one-day festival and said, hey, this was good, right? This was good for downtown. It was good for the community. It was a chance to celebrate together. And so in 1971, they formed Wichita Festivals as an entity, and then it took another year or so to get the festival up and growing, which, you know, then became the nine-day Riverfest extravaganza that it is today.
Yeah.
And during that same time, they decided the festival needed an icon, right, an ambassador, a character that could sort of speak to the community about the nature of this celebration. And so then they got the admiral thing
going.
And
what better to have an admiral that sails a covered wagon with a sail across the prairie.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you to explain that. There are people who are tuning in and say, what the heck
right.
is
so
a Windwagon Smith?
So if they look up Windwagon Smith on YouTube, there's a great Disney cartoon. It's about 14 minutes long. And that's the inspiration behind the legend of Admiral Windwagon Smith. So after 2 years of the at the time, 10-day celebration, and the community decided this is cool. This is something we're going to continue. It's viable. The admiral came to be, and the admiral has been ever since. So there is the 2 year differential.
Okay, and Wendy, we're going to ask you a little bit more about that in a moment. Mary Beth, give us the dates this year.
Okay, so we kick off Friday, June 2nd. We open up the food court 11 o'clock that morning. You can get your first dose of roasted corn and funnel cakes and corn dogs and even some good stuff in the healthy sense. You can come down to the food court. We got a new thing at the food court, a big giant shade tent. So if you work downtown or come down for lunch, you can go back to the office not looking like you spent a mile from the sun. And then that evening we'll have the Safe Flight Autoglass Sundown Parade and then the Twilight Pops concert and the Textron Aviation opening night fireworks. So June 2nd will be a ginormous day. Throughout that weekend, all kinds of good stuff. River Run is the next morning, the Kansas Health Foundation race series that is also a grand tradition of Riverfest. And the festival then goes all the way through to Saturday, June 10th, the Spirit Aerosystems Rockin' on the River concert, and the Capitol Federal Fireworks finale. So we bookend it with great fireworks displays, and in between, it's just 9 days of fun and games downtown and on the river.
Okay, I want to talk about, as we do every time, I want to talk about visitor counts.
Yeah.
Last year, how'd you do?
So here, we count two different things. The first is we count how many buttons and entry pins that we sold, and that was 103,000. And those 103,000 tickets sold rank Riverfest among the top 36 outdoor events in the world. We do this on a world scale in a way that I'm not sure folks in Wichita, you know, recognize and feel that degree of pride about. And then there's visitor count, right? Because the button is reusable. I can bring it back and wear it numerous days. I can lend it to my teenager to bring it back or my grandson and, you know, his friends. So we get about 4+ uses out of each button. So we had 455,000 attendees last year.
How does that compare to years before?
It has, you know, it's sometimes hard to go all the way back to some of, you know, what folks might call the giant years, because at that point the festival was much less secured or fenced, or so the counting was a little more ephemeral. Yeah. But I will tell you, in the last 5 years, it's up 40%. We've had a really nice increase in patronage by our attendees. Support by sponsors. We've really just had a resurgence of energy and pride and investment in this. And I really think it's paid off. I think it's paid off for the community. In 9 days, we add somewhere between $25 and $30 million to the local economy, which we're proud of. But even more so, what we're proud of is fulfilling our mission, Wichita Festivals. As a 501c3 charitable organization, our mission is community celebration. We enhance the quality of place of Wichita and create occasions for Wichitans to gather and show off for each other and for, you know, tourists from around the region. And we've really done a good job of
that.
And
where do these folks come from?
You know, on a weekday at Riverfest, it's mostly locals. Though we do find that folks will schedule family reunions and conventions and their own vacations to come in and spend the whole week. On the weekends, we've got between 35 and 40% of our audience is from outside Wichita. Could be a jaunt in from Kingman or Hutch, or it could be a longer trip. We've got radio stations in St. Louis and Kansas City and Oak City that run specials for coming out here for our concerts and entertainment. So it is the largest event in the state.
Next question, is this still the biggest event in Kansas?
It absolutely is. And we're excited about that, because to be both the longest running and the largest, I'll tell you, in this day and age of fickle attention spans and changing times and trends in people's entertainment interests, that's pretty special.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Yeah.
A little joke. Okay. Windwagon Smith this year, Wendy Johnson. Now, how did you get this fine honor?
Well,
with the high pay and prestige.
Right. Millions of dollars.
I have been a part of this festival, this community, for as a River Festival volunteer for probably 30 years. I can remember the first event sponsorship that I was part of. I like to think that we started the American Idol craze before people knew what it was, because we had a really awesome talent fest that was part of River Festival. And in a previous professional life, we sponsored that event. So for 30 years, I've been involved in a variety of committees, volunteer capacities. I've sold buttons. I've held barricades. I've moved porta pots. I've done it all. And I think the folks that get the honor, there have been 43 of them before me, the folks that get the honor of wearing this red coat as Admiral Windwagon Smith have invested years and hours and you know, time and treasure in supporting the community and supporting the River Festival, in being comfortable with standing in front of tens of thousands of people and being that ambassador. I am humbled to have the opportunity to represent volunteers, and ultimately, really, that's my opportunity, is to represent 7,000 volunteers, to say thank you to the community and to encourage new generations of people to come in and make Riverfest part of their family tradition.
Now, are you the first female?
I am the second female. First female was 18 years ago.
Who was that?
Linda Davidson.
Okay. See, I've forgotten.
You know, I have found that a lot of people have. And so I've had the opportunity to share often, as folks ask if I'm the first female admiral, to share Linda's story. And Linda and her husband, Jack, own Jimmy's Diner.
Okay.
The Jimmy's Diner operations.
Well, do you have a regular job?
Are you relying on your income from Windwagon Smith? Right. I do have a regular job. I am the Wichita Public Schools Director of Marketing and Communications.
Oh, gosh. Then we've met sometime before.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
Well, and what's really cool about that marriage of, you know, job and volunteers, first of all, we've got, and frankly, we have a number of volunteers that fall into this category. You know, you take all of your available vacation time to come sweat and work and bleed and, you know, be invested in volunteering for the Riverfest. And Wendy has always done that. But I'll tell you, it really is a clear indicator that she's sort of all in for Wichita, for our kids, and the community and its future. And so we're just excited to have her out there representing the 7,000 volunteers that make Riverfest what it is.
I that jacket looks so heavy to me. It must get kind of toasty in there.
Well, we'll find out. It hasn't been too bad yet. I've been in a lot of air-conditioned interior spaces, and we'll find out what it'll feel like in... No, I'd go for about 80, 85 degrees, beautiful sun, light breeze for 9 days. We'll see if I get my wish.
They can have a wind wagon bikini for you to wear.
No, I don't think so.
That's a whole different kind of festival, Steve. That's not what we're about here at the Wichita River Festival.
It's a family affair.
That's right.
Tell us about kickoff. The weekend, the first weekend is always so much fun.
It really is. And what there is a ton of energy around the start of the festival, and that's thanks to not only 12 months worth of pent-up hospitality spirit by our volunteers, but also the 200-plus sponsors and partners. This is the first weekend for them to shine. If you're in downtown these days, you'll already see signs that the festival is building. On Saturday, we put up the Sun Sails art installation, which is a celebration of fluttering color and a little bit of shade and an indicator down at what will be the Cox Kids Corner area down on the Hyatt lawn that the festival's about to start.
The parking meters have been covered along the street that becomes Food Court Row. For me, as someone who works downtown, that's always that first visible indicator, because they come in and they cover the parking meters before they put the fences up, before we start what is about 2 weeks of construction of the 9-day food court.
For several years in a row, I don't do it anymore, but I ran in the River Run.
Nice.
And a couple of years I did the 2 and the 5K. So that is always fun. How many runners do you expect to have?
Well, it remains the state's longest running and largest road race, and we'll see what that amounts to in terms of entries this year. But it's thousands between the 10K, the 2 mile timed, you know, chip timed race, the 2 mile YMCA family walk, and then the Meritrust Tot Trot, which is an extravaganza of tiny legs and shrieks and chocolate milk from Highland Dairy and medallions. And so it's a lot of fun. But it is, as you say, that first weekend, we only do 2 mornings at Riverfest, and it's the first 2. The first one is the Admiral's Breakfast, which kind of kicks off on June 2nd at the Hyatt. And then the second morning, Saturday, June 3rd, will be the Kansas Health Foundation River Run. And it really is it is health and fitness and party all at once. We've got a great finish line area with lots of wonderful activities.
I had some great memories of the run. It used to go at a route through Sim Park, which you don't do that anymore.
We are very much river-centric, so we actually start on the east side of the river down by the boathouse. Yeah. That's where the starting line is and the finish line, and then we head across the Lewis or Maple Street Bridge and then hit McLean, a little bit south and a bunch north. So we actually do cross over into that museum district, not all the way to Sim. We go past kind of Cowtown.
Well, we would go through Sim, and I just remember that one beautiful morning there was just – nobody was saying a word. There were just thousands. If you could just hear the feet hitting the pavement.
Yeah, chunk, 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 chunk.
And the golfers looking at you like you're absolutely nuts. Yeah. What are you doing out here?
Hey, nutty people.
Yeah. There's nothing like the energy of the River Run.
Oh,
people
yeah.
are so excited to get started with Riverfest.
And it's a place where thousands of people can get together and not get into an argument or a fight.
Everybody's having a great time. And you have...
I will say the fact is that Riverfest as a whole has fallen into that category in recent years. We have been just delighted. First of all, incredible proactive and collaborative relationships with the law enforcement folks that have helped us design safety and security systems and processes that are going to work. We've gated off the festival, and part of that is about making sure you've got a button, because frankly, as it is, attendees of the festival bear less than 30% of the cost of the festival. So that button you buy or that funnel cake you buy, is got to form the backbone of at least some fraction right. of the expenses. Sponsors and other donors pick up the rest. But it's also about creating an environment of safety and hospitality that we can feel proud of. And our partners with security forces have been great. But I commend everybody. We've had concert crowds of upwards of 35,000 folks at one time who have just been courteous and well-behaved, and they've been smart, right, staying hydrated. We had just fewer and fewer every year issues of either medical or safety and security incidents, and we're so proud of folks' spirit of getting together, celebrate Wichita, and do so in a way that is respectful and collegial.
You're listening to Issues 2017 on the Intercom radio stations, and our guests are Mary Beth Jarvis, President and CEO of Wichita Festivals, Inc., and Windwagon Smith, Wendy Johnson. I'm sorry I wrote these questions because I don't even have to throw it out there, and all of a sudden, Mary Beth, you just fill the airwaves. talk about the
ask my husband about that, Steve.
talks a little bit about the ongoing events day to day. Talk about the food court for one thing, which is terrific. Wendy, go ahead.
Well, food court 9 days. You can get anything and everything your heart might desire, whether it be healthy. Or not so much.
Or a break from healthy.
We talked a lot. I've spent a lot of time with our high school schooner mates as of late talking about favorite food court foods. And I have to say funnel cakes top the list. My personal favorite is a fried Oreo. Delicious if you've never tried them.
Okay.
Chicken on a stick ranks right up there. You can get just about anything you'd like, hand-squeezed lemonade. It's been fun to talk to people about what they're proud of and what they look forward to with the Wichita River Festival. And food traditions are one of those things
sure
that people look forward to. Families have stories, folks have experiences, and that's one of the things that makes this fun. So we've worked to make the lunch hours hospitable. As Mary Beth mentioned, the big shade tent, we'll have some fans, we'll have some misting systems to make it comfortable. We'll have music during the lunch hours. If folks come down during the noon hours during the week, they can get in without having that button. We know that sometimes when people dress for work, they may not reach into their jeans pockets or their shorts pockets and pull out that button and stick it on, and they want to come down for lunch. So they are able to do that during the week so that groups of folks that work downtown, and I have colleagues that do this almost every day because my office is a block from Food Court Row, that people come down and they enjoy lunch. And so we've created an environment as we continue our focus on customer service and hospitality to make sure that every day of the week people can come down and enjoy lunch, certainly enjoy dinner and all of the fun and festivities in the evenings, and be comfortable and have a great time.
Now, there's always plenty of good music. Tell us about some of the acts we're going to see this year.
Well, I have seen the Rolling Stone suggest that the Flaming Lips, our first Saturday evening concert,
the Stones are going to be here, did you say?
Is what?
The Rolling Stones are going to be here?
No, but the magazine, Steve. The magazine.
Oh, the magazine.
Rolling Stone magazine has suggested that the Flaming Lips is one of the five concerts you should see before
die. Very good.
Not that we want to hasten anyone towards that point in their lives, but we do want to encourage them to come down and see the Flaming Lips. It gives you an idea of the quality of the entertainment we have. We'll have two big concert venues on Kennedy Plaza and at the Waterwalk venue, our Red Guard stage. So we've got 9 days times two of entertainment that you couldn't frankly begin to touch for $10 at one of those venues, not to mention 9 days and two different venues. So we're really excited about the entertainment. We've got Gospel Fest on Monday night. We've got the Futurepreneur activity second Friday at Waterwalk with Randy Newman. And even if folks don't know Randy Newman by name, they know his music because virtually every Disney movie has his
Randy Newman.
Has his musical footprint all over it. We'll have two Hispanic fiestas on both Saturdays for folks to come down and enjoy world-class Hispanic-oriented performers from all over the region. We've got Common. We've got Mavis Staples, who I'm so excited to hear.
Mavis Staples,
voice is
just
delicious.
Classic.
Amazing.
All right,
really something for everyone. You know, pick your genre. We've got you.
Let's talk a little bit about security.
Okay.
Because you brushed on it earlier.
But, yeah, well, I think, our approach is twofold. We want to ensure that everyone around the community can see themselves in Riverfest. And part of that is the diversity of programming, from music to arts and culture to engaging activities. You know, you want to be on the river, all that sort of stuff. But part of it is feeling like you're going to get down there and be in an environment that you feel safe and comfortable and, you know, like it's your neighborhood. And for 9 days, downtown is everyone's neighborhood. And that's true of both our residents and our visitors. So we will do, you know, like going into lots of other events, we'll do a bag check at the gate. There'll be lockers at each of the gates so that if you've got a backpack full of stuff that really you don't want to schlep around the festival, or that has outside food or drink or whatever in it, you can secure it away while you come into the festival. We ask folks to either carry or walk skateboards and bikes. We don't have you biking in the arena. We just don't want that to create a safety hazard. We use both our law enforcement officials off duty from both Wichita PD and the Sheriff's Department, but also private security, to just make sure that everybody's got the same idea about keeping each other safe and watchful. And that performance has, I mean, there were some years that Riverfest had a reputation for being, you know, a little dodgy or having some elements to it that weren't ideal. And frankly, for a while, we deserved that. But we've made drastic changes, and folks have really appreciated
now,
that.
Now, do we still don't want the dogs down there?
No dogs.
No dogs.
Service dogs only.
Yep. Service dogs, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, your dog, someone else's pet snake, right? We just...
What about snakes?
No, not anymore.
Pets. I've seen them, but not anymore.
Yeah, no, we're not in that business. It is a matter of, we have the opportunity, once we secure the area and it's created as a temporary entertainment zone, right? You can have a glass of whatever you like.
Okay.
When we do that, we've got to make sure we set up rules that these large crowds can coexist with cordial respect. And so we've really seen folks behave well, and that's added to the festival in so many ways.
Talk about, just a little bit, we got one sitting next to you. Talk about the importance of volunteers in this festival over the years. How many people do you actually have volunteering, you think?
I think one of the things that surprises folks as we have the chance, as I have the chance to represent the festival as our ambassador, is how many volunteers we have. 7,000 people. Over the span of 9 days, many of them may come in for 2 hours or 4 hours and sell buttons, clean tables at the food court, you name it. And then there are about 200 people through the festival's board of directors and standing committees that work year-round to prepare for the festival. And truly, we could not execute this event without volunteers. There are folks that have legacy family traditions. Three generations of folks, I heard some stories not too long ago, that sell tickets in the food court, and they have friendly family competitions, and they've run those competitions for years to see who sells the most food court tickets. We have folks that bring kids out and help to collect buttons and welcome people into the festival. My own son is a red shirt, or was before he moved away after college graduation. We have fathers and daughters and mothers and sons who are legacy volunteers in our committees, and it's something that's a valued family tradition, whether they're volunteers or whether they are festival attendees that have come for decades and look forward to that element of tradition. And so we are ready to welcome them.
Yeah, it is the character of the event. Honestly, yeah. It not only changes the economics, right? If we didn't have volunteers, it would not be a $10 button. We'd not have the kind of inclusiveness and accessibility that we have from an economic perspective. But it also is the character. It is for Wichita, by Wichita, and our volunteers, absolutely, along with our sponsors. This is part of their gift to the community, and they truly act like and feel like hosts of their neighbors, and that makes it very special.
Yeah, there are a whole lot of us that take vacation time to come down and volunteer.
Now, again, let's go back over a little bit of review. This is River Festival number what?
46.
46, and the first one was... 71?
Well, 1970, and then okay. Skipped a year, and then picked
and
it back up.
We're going to be doing this from June 2nd through the 10th.
Exactly.
Correct? All right. Well,
yeah, we always, the last 6 or 7 years, it has been in this June time frame, and as anybody who's watched the weather over the last couple of weeks would attest, that was a brilliant move to scooch it out of the graduation season and prom season in May, rain season in May, and we're hoping, again, for the kind of gorgeous weather we've had the last few years. So it's the first Friday party after Memorial Day. So you can go to the lake at Memorial Day or do whatever, but then stick around in town those next 2 weekends.
That has been a good call. I mean,
I have nothing to do with that decision, so I can say this unabashedly. That was brilliant.
It was a tough transition to make. It was a break with tradition, and it took a long time and a lot of years to get to the point where we felt comfortable and safe to jump off that cliff, and I don't think there's been any looking back.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us and updating us on what's going on with the River Festival number 46 here in Wichita. Always a great party out down on the river, and it goes on for 10 days. Beginning the 2nd through the 10th. Our guests today, Mary Beth Jarvis, President and CEO of Wichita Festivals, Inc., and Windwagon Smith, Wendy Johnson. That's all for this edition of Issues 2017. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.